You're listening to the show about economics accidents and boobies degrees. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rufina, Phalangepod at your service.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
The single would be 2 gold a night, and the suite is 20 gold a night.
All right.
Will?
How much money grew in your bag?
I mean, that's a little pricey for my taste.
We're staying in this hotel tonight. I will cover it. I will cover the first night. At the very least, we are staying in a nice hotel. You heathens who sleep on the ground will be staying in a nice hotel. Huh? 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 Showers? Baths?
Okay.
Pillows? Beds?
Let's just hope tonight's not the night they throw me in jail. Okay.
Wait. Shh.
I whispered it. Don't
you
worry.
You mean because we're going to be raising the roof?
Yeah, no. That's right. I hope you have a good insurance program.
Insurance program?
I can't remember what it's called. It's just hotel insurance.
So cute.
Policy?
Oh, insurance policy. There we go. You guys, I know all the financial terms. It's really good. I picked a person who is a business person. I know nothing. All right.
An insurance bank account.
Yeah, but sure, I hope your insurance bank account is worthy.
So are you interested in a room?
Hell yes. As long as I can get a suite somewhat near a single.
Yes, I can get you a single near the suite. Certainly.
Okay, but like not sharing a wall. I don't know if I want to hear what's going on in the suite, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, how close do they need to be, sir?
Can they be across the hall from each other?
Let me see. And down a few doors, but yes.
I think I'm okay with that.
Why don't you just let them share a wall, and we'll make sure that nobody goes to the bathroom right in the place right next to your wall. It'll be fine. Well,
Rufina, he almost looks like he's going to like agree, but then he's like, wait a second, Rufina, are you planning on like tapping messages to me through the wall all night or like listening with a cup, all the tricks that I could possibly think of right now? Are you
How
planning
have they
to do
not
those
thrown us out of this hotel already?
Also, Will, I mean, if I need to get to you quickly, you know, it's easier to go through the wall than it is to go down across the hall.
We're not going through the wall, miss, or whoever you are. I don't know. I don't remember if you're...
I'm pretty sure Bathack would just say that right out loud.
I know. We're not going through walls.
I'm sure I'm not listening to your conversation.
Okay, good. Thank you. Oh, good. All right. I like this place. I will not take next to each other. No. Across the hall, down a couple doors is totally fine. Privacy for once in 3 weeks. Sounds amazing.
So that would be the suite and one single?
Yes.
Okay, very well. Sign here. And she slides 2 pieces of paper across the desk to you to sign.
Ooh, you have to sign.
Okay.
Just to rent the rooms. How long will you be staying?
I'm not actually sure. Does that matter?
Well, how long would you like to pay for?
Well, I said I would cover a night for you guys. At least one night in a nice hotel.
Let's do one. Let's pay for one.
How about... See, I don't want to leave a hotel after if we have to still be here for several days.
Well, it's like 10 days.
All right. I will pay for 3 for me one for the suite. So 3 days for the single, 1 for the suite.
Okay. Very well.
Right. Yes.
Mark that here. She reaches over and marks on the papers how many days.
Okay.
Are you sure we're all going to fit in that single room tomorrow night?
I don't know. I mean, like, we have rooms up at the damn top inn. You're welcome to go back. I just want to treat you people to see what it's actually like. So when you have to leave, you cry about it just a little bit. Just kidding, guys. You know, nobody's gonna... It'll be fine. We'll be able to do it tomorrow, too. I just want you guys to, you know, sleep in a good place.
Oh, nice of you to want to domesticate us.
I want you in the future.
I could get my own private room. I mean, that's fine.
If you want to, go ahead. I'm not trying to hog the private rooms. If anyone wants to get a private room, go ahead. Don't get the one next to me.
We could have a pillow fort tonight, and then, you know, maybe I'll get a private room the following night, or, you know, find some place to stay with somebody, and, you know.
Yeah, how popular is your hotel? Do you find yourself booked?
Oh, it's very popular.
Do you find yourself fully booked
often? Oh, often.
Oh, shit. Oh, guys.
You may want to consider booking longer.
Well, how about I will book a single room for 3 days as well.
Okay. Do you have the same adjacency requirements that this gentleman does?
I'm not as particular as that gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah. You have the same credit card number too, right? Same expiration date.
Very well. You said for 3 nights?
Yeah, for 3 nights as well.
All right. And she slides a piece of paper over to you to sign. And that would be 26 gold and 6 gold, respectively.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give it to her.
Got it. Then she takes the papers, and she slides across the desk to you, Gwen, a small brass key. And then to you, Will, she slides a small brass key and a large brass key.
Cool.
Like a big brass key. Okay. Big.
Okay.
Is that going to fit in my lanky pack?
And when I signed, do I have to sign my name? If I try to sign a different name, will it, is the paper enchanted or something?
You?
I know. Will does not want to sign his full name.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
Give me an arcana check, I guess.
Did it go through? My thing was being weird before.
It did. 18.
Right. Yep.
Nice. You see no sign that the paper is enchanted.
Okay. I try to sign it Horace Gusterson.
What do you mean try?
Hopefully it goes through.
Oh,
it works.
The pen is royal blue.
Yep.
That's what happens.
The pen is royal blue. All right. Sorry, that's a liar reference.
Of course it is. Everybody knows that. It's a movie that's 25 years old.
I know,
everybody gets
but
it.
It's a movie that's very generational. Like, we were the age that that movie was popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I signed it Horace Gusterson.
Okay. You are able to sign it Horace Gusterson. You signed them both Horace Gusterson?
Yes.
Had two, one for each room.
You
let.
Yep.
That you, whatever. So there you go.
Okay.
Do you need any help with your bags, or would you like someone to show you to your rooms?
Sure. Show us to our room, sure. Yes.
Okay. Very well.
What floor are we on?
You're on the second floor.
Whee!
How many floors does this place seem to have?
Two.
Okay. Oh my god, this music.
That's so great.
Someone comes around from behind the desk. It is a young halfling man. And he says, right this way. Follow me. And he's dressed in another hotel uniform. Mm-hmm. And
what is your name, young man?
Oh, my name is Mark.
Oh? Just kidding.
I know.
Yes, it's nice. Mark.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
Oh, nice to meet you. What's
your
name?
Where do you live?
I live in Beartoggle. I live in the Warrens.
In the Warrens. Very mm-hmm. nice.
Yes.
And how's the weather been here lately?
It's not too bad. I mean,
has
it's
been
summer.
Sooty?
Snowy?
Sooty.
I don't understand.
You know, I've just heard that there's some gang problems in the war, and I was just curious.
Is Mark a... You said he's a halfling.
Uh-huh, he is.
It's he's Brom. A white Ibish. Oh, yeah, it's Brom.
there's the... I mean, everything's fine here in Beartoggle. There's no No issues.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's weird.
Are you paid to not... We're assuming we're walking away. I don't want
Yeah, you're walking. Okay. Yeah. He's leading you towards one of the staircases in the back.
I mean, do you know anything about what's going on? I assume that you're paid to keep your mouth shut.
Well, I know lots of things that go on in Bear Toggle.
I mean about the Sooty Gang. A big tip could be in it if you could, like, tell us any information that you have.
All right, well, let's go to your rooms.
All right, cool. Yeah, everything's fine. Let's go.
And he leads the way up one of the stairs, and there's a hall that leads off to the left, and looks like you're heading all the way down toward the end of the hall. He first stops at a door maybe two-thirds of the way down on the left and says, here you are, ma'am, to you, Gwen. This is your room.
Okay, thank you.
And then we have the other single, which is just down here, and there's you go kind of a few doors down, and then on the right is the other room, and then this is the single that you rented, sir.
Awesome.
And then down here is the suite. The Toggle Hotel suite. if I may, he says, and holds out his hand to you, Will.
Yep, he drops it in his hand.
What?
The key.
Okay, got it, yes.
Yeah.
And he takes it, and he very grandly inserts it into the lock and turns it. He has to turn it, like, three times. it's a huge key. Like, it's like 6 inches long. It's, like, heavy, too.
Wow.
It's a double door, by the way. It's two doors together. Okay. And he reaches out and pulls the handles and pulls the doors open wide. There's music playing within.
Nuh-uh.
Wait a second.
It's a different song.
How do we turn this music off, man? You're not telling me that this music is playing everywhere in this hotel.
Are we going to be able to sleep at night?
Oh, yeah. The music turns off at 9 p.m.
Can we turn it off whenever we want?
No.
What
it's
the
part of the charm of the Toggle
of
Hotel.
Con job is this what? Shit? Are
I'm
you kidding
you
me?
Guys.
It gets replaced by low growling noises at 9 p.m.
The one thing which we're not representing here accurately, it's not the same 3 minutes played over and over again. I will say that.
Okay.
It is a wide variety of music and tunes and things, but all delivered via Calliope.
It's like elevator music, but Calliope. So it's like all these different songs. Some of them may sound familiar, but it's done like this.
Oh my god. Will is suddenly completely furious. Like, this is terrible. What?
Well, Will, do you think we're going to be here before 9 p.m.?
I mean, probably not, but what? Who would want to stay in a place where they play music out of your control all the time? When does it start?
It's kind of cute.
Not if you have to listen to it all the time. When does it start?
Oh, it starts at 10 a.m.
10 to 9.
Yeah, Will, it's not like we're going to be staying in the hotel all day. We have business to take care
of. But what if I wanted to stay in the hotel all day? I thought it was going to be nice. I'm going to run to my room and throw open the door.
I could give you nose puffies to put in your ears.
We might
they
all
play music too.
Will wouldn't even put nose puffies in his nose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I throw. What's my room? Is it playing music in there too? And is it not as cool as the nice one?
No, it's the same.
It's nice style?
It's the same.
Oh, okay. Wait, how is it? The music is the same.
Yeah.
But what's my room compared to that one?
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually describe the room,
yeah,
did I?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So, yeah, the suite opens up into the sitting room that was described. There's a nice table. There's some couches and settees and chaise lounges scattered about the room. You see the bar that was mentioned off to the wall on one side. The far wall is dominated by these huge windows that do overlook the river below and Tinkertown across the way. There's an open door on the left, which appears to lead into a room with a large bathtub in it.
Oh my god, stop or I'm going to just throw my headphones off.
And then,
Eric, please!
And then on through... a door to the right, you see there is...
Happy's so happy.
You can
see... It
really
sets the tone, guys.
It really does. Listen,
Isla's going to jump out of one of those big windows, Eric, and into the river.
I'm painting a story with my soundboard. You can see that corner of a bed, so you would assume the bed or beds are through that open mm-hmm. door to the right.
Okay.
You're not sure if it's there's more rooms beyond that or what exactly the sleeping situation is. But okay. The room that you opened up, it has
a cot. I thought you were going to make it so much worse.
It has a bare light bulb hanging from a chain.
From a chain.
It's not
even
on.
Yeah. It's just
tied up in the chain.
Yeah.
It's a single metal chair.
The whole floor is tile. The whole thing with a drain in the middle.
And there's a little small soap in the middle of the drain.
Made of cheese.
Oh my goodness.
Henrik is in there, freshly blinded.
Oh God. Yikes. I saw him take one.
Well, that escalated.
Yeah, really. Woo.
It doesn't have a sitting room in it. There's a bed in it. It's a small bed.
Mm-hmm.
There is a chair, a little table, and there is an adjoining room that does look like it has a bath in it.
I like clasp my hands under my chin, like, thank you. I'm just so excited.
Does the bed look long enough that it would fit Gwen?
Oh, poor Gwen.
And does it have a lot of pillows on it?
There are a lot of pillows, yes. The length is... It's close. It's you'll be okay. You're not going to be able to stretch the whole way out without your feet hanging off the bottom. Sorry.
Also, I was kind of wondering if things were smaller here since...
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine I pay all this money and then we all have halfling-sized beds?
Is there another piece of furniture in Gwen's room that is about the height of her feet when she would be reclining on the bed?
Yeah.
To push up against?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just going to grab it and slide it up against the bed if that's...
Yeah, the table, it might be a little bit up. Put your... heels up a little bit, the little table that's in there with the chair potentially.
Or Gwen, you could come in the suite and give Bathwack that room since he's tiny.
Oh well, I was gonna have a private
that's
room
fine.
To
you can have
play
a private
with my
room.
New toy, but
it just occurred to Bathwack just right now how many places he can fit now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He starts looking around for like vent covers that pull off.
Right, I was gonna say you've seen Die Hard so many times. You've always wanted to be John McClane. Now you can be.
That's super sus if you're going through vents. Just saying.
Just saying.
I'm gonna find a vent that connects our suite to Will's room.
Nice.
He was saying now he forgets that he can fit into places now.
Yes. Oh God.
He's very excited.
Well, why don't we come into to the room? I can pour people drinks. Does anybody want a drink?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Good.
Tell us all about things, Mark.
Yeah, let's close the door and you can dish.
Okay.
I'll close the door behind everyone once everyone's in this room.
Cement door.
I can't believe I didn't use that for the opening. So mad at myself. He takes your drink orders and starts pouring drinks for people. And he says, well, what is it you wanted to know?
Any information you have on the sooty gang. If you live in the Warrens, we hear they're over there, huh?
Yes.
You know, what's happening in the city?
Yeah, the city. They're pretty bad. You know, they're crazy. I don't know. I don't know what they're up to. I mean, they've been getting worse ever since the guard sort of all disappeared.
Why did the guard disappear?
Well, I mean, people say they're out looking for some killer. I don't know. But they kind of all buggered off a couple weeks ago.
So have you, okay, so because I also heard that the city guard is thinner because of like some serial killer, but I mean that's what I've heard rumors about, but anyone I've talked to who live in the city don't really seem to know much about the serial killer, and I don't know if there's a serial killer on the loose and all the guard is out looking for them. I would think that more people would know about this serial killer.
Yeah, like I haven't read anything in, you know, newspaper, heard like town crier saying anything. Maybe it's not even real.
I don't know. I mean, there was apparently something that happened. There was some event a couple weeks ago up in high ground. We're in high ground. Here in high ground. Where there was a couple people that were killed or died or something. And I don't know. I guess the official story, it was an accident. But there are whispers that there was some crazy person with a crossbow that killed him and... or shouting something about the dam. I don't know.
Did they have something to do with the Sooty Gang? Was it somebody in the Sooty Gang, you think?
I hadn't heard that. I mean, it could have been, I guess. I mean, they're psycho, man. Like,
what do they do? Kill people with crossbows?
They've killed people before. They burned down the airship tower.
What? When they did that, did they say, was there any rumor about why the heck they would have done that?
No, nobody knows why they do what they do. They're like, just like...
destructive.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how people could just do that. Like, just destroy things.
And they don't seem to care. Like, you know, one of them got, you know, caught breaking a store window. And rather than run... it... All right, get your blood pressure cuff. Take it. And they could have run off, but they like stood and like fought people, and the crowd like killed them. Like,
the gang member. Crowd killed the gang member.
Uh huh. Yeah, because they've been bad. Like, you don't want to mess with them. They don't seem to care about like anything, or I don't know. And they haven't. It's not like they're. Say they want anything or whatever. I don't even know if they're really out for money or anything.
That's terrible.
I don't know.
Maybe they do really just need hugs. Did anyone try hugs?
I just think they need focus, and they all need to start. They all need to start taking classes at the university.
Did you become a bellhop at the bellhop program at the university, young man?
Oh, I haven't been to the.
I'll hug them until they enroll.
That's the title. I'll hug them until they enroll. Oh my god!
I haven't been to the. I never went to the university. I didn't have time for all that. I need to, you know, make money, buy food.
Food is important. Do you like candy?
Yeah, I like candy.
Here, have you ever had?
All right, everyone else out.
Thump, 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 thump.
Wow, I love it. Holy shit, that's such a great pickup line for Gwen. Like, do you like candy?
Do you want to try something sweet?
Oh my god.
Sticky.
Get in my van.
Holy crap. I'll let you lick the lollipop. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. Okay.
I've never had a sticky brick. No.
Well, here. Try one of these.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Woo. Ooh, it's sweet. Wow. Where'd you get this? Do they sell them somewhere here? I don't know about these.
I make them.
You make this?
Yes, holy I used moly. To have a store. I used to have a store that sold them.
Oh, are you going to have a store here?
I mean, I don't know. Does Bear Toggle need a candy store? I mean, it seems
there's a
like
bunch
there's
up in High Ground, but I've never had one of these.
God. Maybe you could learn to make something like that at the university.
Okay. Well, if I ever have time, I'll go there if that's what they're teaching, I guess.
Well, you know,
not
it
many
doesn't
people
cost
go there.
Anything to go there.
Well, yeah. It costs time.
Right, yeah, but you're not just studying for 24 hours a day. You can bellhop for like 1 hour a day. That's got to do something.
Rufina has a degree in economics, everybody. I will remind you.
Oh my god.
She got an alligator in economics. She got a rabbit in the math class that went with it.
I took that pass fail. I didn't deserve the rabbit.
All that tacit knowledge.
Oh my god, this song is making me unable to think. You have to turn
it's
it off.
It's playing.
Please.
You're hearing it. This is going on while you're having this conversation.
Oh my god.
I'm definitely starting to feel like the guy we met on the ground floor who's like, what music? Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, there's something wrong. This is not okay.
But I'll deal with it. It's just fine.
But yeah, do you need to know anything else?
I mean, we're just curious. We're kind of new, so we're wondering how dangerous it is out there. What draws the attention of these people? Like, what?
It seems random, honestly.
But it's terrible.
Is there anyone trying to solve anything? Just the guards, and now they're gone?
I mean, I don't know. I would hope so. I mean, there's some guard around, not many that I've seen anyway.
Since you live in the Warrens, do you know of any place that's actually maybe their headquarters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know?
Uh-huh. They have there's like this old rundown place. It's in the sort of kind of the back corner of the Warrens up against the dam. Like in the north, the northwest kind of corner.
Hmm.
Spelled corner with a Q, don't mind me.
How long would you say that they've been around? Because you said that it was manageable before the guards.
I mean, I feel like I'd seen them around for a bit, but you hadn't really heard about them until really in the past few weeks.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Can I ask you an odd question?
What?
Have you ever heard of the company Tomorrow Today?
It sounds familiar. Is it somewhere else? I'm not sure.
Oh, so they don't have any offices here in Bear Toggle.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know all the businesses. I feel like I heard about it somewhere else. Like, they're somewhere else or something. I don't know.
Like in Morrow's Inlet?
I don't know. Maybe.
I have a strange question, too.
Okay.
Do you know the lady with the pink hair? It seemed like she was yelling things in the street and people were trying to avoid her.
I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like I've seen some people with pink hair, maybe. It's not too common. It's worse for KT because they see me hitting play every time.
He's such a doink, I swear.
That's your new word lately.
I've been saying that for years.
But you've been saying it a lot lately.
Doink the clown?
That's how much of a doink I am.
From the WWE?
Is doink a clown? What?
Doink the clown, and he was a wrestler dressed as a clown. That's why this music reminds me of Doink the Clown.
Really? Oh, that's weird. Oh my gosh. No, I did not mean
that. I am a doink.
You are a doink.
I'm proud of that.
You're a wrestling clown.
What was I saying?
About the pink hair being rare.
Yes.
Uncommon.
Yeah, I don't know that I've noticed anybody yelling in the street necessarily. I mean, sometimes people yell in the street, and usually you want to avoid those people.
Why?
Well, I mean, I guess unless they're trying to get your attention or something like that?
Wouldn't usually... anyone yelling in the street be trying to get your attention?
Well, maybe not mine. I would hope not mine.
Okay.
People yell at each other all the time, I guess.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who's yelling out to people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
Hmm.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Hmm. Well,
perception check. Wait, insight.
Okay, roll it.
I don't know what I'm rolling. I don't know how this game works.
You do. You said the right thing. You got it quicker than KT does sometimes. Takes you always a long time to think of insight.
Definitely. It takes me forever. I never remember it.
Wow. Oh, goody, a 4. All right.
Plus 8, though. I didn't...
Oh, that's right. I've got a big insight.
It's pretty sweet.
Damn.
You don't think he's lying.
Do I feel like there's any ulterior motive, though? Like, I'm searching for, like, genuineness. What's the word? Genuosity?
Genuinity.
Genuity.
Genuflect.
Genuine.
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. Honesty. Rapper?
Yes.
Would you like to drink some genuine?
You think he's trying to answer your questions? Do you think he's waiting for the tip that was promised to him?
Uh-huh.
I start rolling a gold coin along the bar that we're sitting at. I assume I'm sitting at it. I have no idea where anyone is. I don't think
you're all standing in the doorway.
Just standing in the doorway.
I'm definitely, I definitely stayed close to the door because, I don't know.
If he poured us drinks.
I wanted to keep that guy in here if you wanted him in here.
Yeah, if he poured us drinks, I'm at the bar.
Yeah, I'm like leaning up against the bar, just like the Sooty Gang. Guys, I'm part of the Sooty Gang. I'm going to smash every light in this room. I don't say that out loud. I'm just thinking it.
You say it in everybody's heads, including the guy. It's as if you said it out loud.
What an idiot.
Bethwick actually can't tell the difference between his own internal monologue and things Will says.
Uh-huh. That's what happens
Especially when you stay with Will too long.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. That'd be horrible.
I'm going to smash every light in this room. Did I say that?
Yeah, yeah, anything else? Is that it?
Well, who owns this hotel?
I don't know. I just work here.
Who's your boss?
Tish, down behind the counter.
Who's her boss?
I don't know.
How do you not know who your boss's boss is?
Why do I care?
What?
Why do I care?
What? Is what I said before, and I said it again. Shouldn't you know who your bosses are? I mean, don't you want to, like, you know, move through the ranks? You just satisfied being a...
I'm not going to work here that long.
Oh, what are your goals and aspirations,
I don't know,
man?
Not doing this all my life.
Yeah, so, but what are your goals and aspirations? Why do I care, you guys? This is gross. Why am I having this conversation?
Well, let me ask you this. Are there any exotic dancing clubs around Bear Toggle anywhere?
And are there puppets in there, too?
He looks around and lowers his voice. Well,
it's actually... in my pants. Sorry.
He pulls down his pants, these little people dancing
that's
around.
What I'm saying. There's a club in there. I meant a literal club.
Well, it's funny you mention puppets. There's actually down in the Scarlet Market, there's a puppet place where it's actually a front for a club just like that.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What, a front? Are they not allowed to have strip clubs in Bear Toggle?
I mean, I don't know if there's a rule against it. There aren't any out in the open, so maybe.
Oh.
Oh, God. What, do we come to some kind of Puritan town?
I need to go smash some lights.
I know. I can see why this is a game.
Now suddenly you understand all of the motivations of the Sooty Gang.
Yeah, I know. I don't need to ask any more questions. Yeah. Be gone.
Where can I join the Sooty Gang?
Exactly. That's my last question. Why, you like to go there?
Huh?
The puppet club?
No, I'm not old enough yet.
Wait, how old are you? Oh, God. Am I asking like a 12-year-old?
I'm 6.
You like to go? Oh, jeez. once one time and then woo-wee! Saw a little more than I needed to.
My innocence was destroyed. What's the name of the puppet, please?
Oh, it's Hands and Fingers.
No.
Yep.
I can't even right now.
Oh my god. I love this so much. What other questions?
I mean, I have claws. I feel very discriminated against. It's just called Hands and Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you have hands and fingers.
Yeah, I do.
Not have them. You have a palm made of claws with claws coming out of them.
Claws like coming out of claws. Just claws all the way down. Do you know any information? I'm sure.
Yes.
You have so much information. I'm again rolling the coin.
He's watching
back
it.
And forth. What about this grand staircase race situation?
Oh, the one that's bumped up?
What does bumped up mean?
Oh, it's going to be tomorrow.
What?
Oh,
what?
Oh. Is it tomorrow today?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But not the company, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, when was that said?
We're announcing it today.
Announcing it where? Is there a place that you can get news in this godforsaken town? Sorry, Rafina.
Yeah, there's newsstands and stuff.
Ixnay on the Athena Ray.
Oh, yeah. Oops, Annie Parr.
Is there a reason why the race was moved up? Did they say?
I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it. I just heard some people talking about it.
Wait, but do you know anything? Does it a yearly thing?
It's like every couple years. It's a pretty big deal.
Okay, but yeah, what happens? What's the prize? What's going on? How do you cheat? How do you win? Just kidding. I'm totally ethical.
It's a different sort of cool, like, bear toggle based prize each year. This year, whoever wins gets to keep the key to the city until the next race.
What does that mean? Just like a bobble thing? Yeah. What's the key to the city?
It's this big brass key.
Is it bigger than the one to the suite?
I don't know. I guess I never really compared them. It's probably about this size.
Who holds it? Who holds it now?
The arbiter.
Oh, the arbiter.
Yeah. It's something different.
What are some of the other prizes that have happened?
Let's see. I'm only six, so I can remember one other one. The last person who won got to release the water from the dam. They do that, you know, annually. They sort of they run the water down the causeway, and it's like this big to do, and usually it's this, you know, the people who, you know, sort of operate the dam do that. But
tell me something, young man.
What?
Why would anybody run up a bunch of stairs that would take you like 500 years to run up in order to fucking splash water around like a toddler in a rain
cool.
puddle, a rainstorm puddle? It's cool.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, come on, like, you're like the person who won the Grand Staircase Foot Race.
Oh,
like, everybody
boy, look
knows
at me,
who you are.
I can climb stairs. How ableist. What an ableist contest this is.
That's okay. Pretty true.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm offended. Watch out.
All right.
I roll him the coin.
Well, if you need anything else, you can come down to the front desk, and the Toggle Hotel is here for you. And he leaves and closes the door behind him.
This place sucks, you guys. I'm mad that I spent money on it.
I think he was starting to gain his trust.
Yeah?
Wait, never mind. I don't think he's very important. Never mind.
But Annie, wouldn't it be great to let water out of the dam?
It would be amazing, guys.
Oh my god. Well, that's not the prize this year. Didn't you guys hear? That was last year.
But if we get the key, maybe the key is what unlocks the dam.
Are we going to just flood the city?
Can we get into every place with the key to the city? Like, what does the key to the city do?
Here's the thing. If we flood the dam, then this hotel floats away like a raft. Like so many rafts across the bear toggle.
Rafina, I don't think that's how it works.
Rafina has raft symbols in her eyes.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like we have to win the race.
Why? Bathwack, yeah. Why? The key to the city, okay, the key to the city where I'm from is just a big, dumb key that doesn't fit anything. It's just like this one of these stupid awards that you give to somebody so they feel important. It means nothing. It's all stupid. Why would they be doing this?
What? Will, wasn't it fun to win the puzzle contest?
Fun?
Yeah, it was fun to do that, and it was fun to win.
And then we got kidnapped or something. We got stuck in a room.
Well, that's not from winning, but I'm just saying, like, wasn't it fun to do the puzzles and to have fun with that and then be the winners and be the first ones to solve them all?
I don't know. Is that fun? I don't think... That's not what I consider fun. Fun for me... And we'll just stare
everybody
us
like
off into
stops and just waits. Yeah, we'll everybody has their notepads out and a pencil. Yeah.
What is fun frozen. For you, Will?
Yeah, I was gonna say Will just stares off like he's trying to figure out what fun is.
Do you want to borrow my massage box?
No.
You look a little tense in your neck. I thought maybe you could use it for that. But.
Thump, 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 thump.
I think we know that that has another purpose. I'm not going to use it on my neck or anywhere else. That belongs to Gwen. whatever. You guys can run up a bunch of stairs. I'll be down at the bottom cheering you on and drinking a lemonade or something like that.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
Running? Running up the stairs? That sounds like something...
And down.
And down? Yeah. Wait, you have to go up and down? Shimi, were you paying attention?
I paid attention a couple weeks ago. Yeah, sure.
I wasn't.
Do you have to run down?
Yeah, like what? Can you fall down?
Well, I mean, you have to be the first one. You don't want to fall.
What if you jump?
I'm assuming.
Could you jump? What do you think, Shimi? Don't jump. I'm not advocating.
Could you slide down that thing on the side?
Someone posthumously collect the key to the city for me.
You land on the Arbiter.
I got it!
I mean, Cowl is pretty fast.
Can cats win?
Whoa, that's actually a really good idea. Wonder if anyone ever has thought about that. Asking your animal to do it for you.
Or we could all ride on the back of Cowl.
Yeah, it's like we get to pick our champions to run the race for us.
Yeah.
We sit back and watch them run.
Just have Steed and Cowl run up the steps.
I'm the only one that doesn't have anyone. Oh, it's Shimi. Do you qualify?
Wait a second. Hold on a minute.
Steed and Shimi. I guess I have to go back to Mo and gather Mo and have him do it for me. I bet I'll win.
Oh, I bet Mo would be
your
good.
Your cats and your horse.
Mo would probably win.
Yeah.
He might kill a couple people on the way.
Hey, you know what? All's fair in love and staircases, so.
You're first if you're the only one who comes back.
Yeah. Mo right. gives everybody like a 10-minute head start, and then he charges up, and you just see bodies flying off as he goes.
Yeah.
He's home with a stab wound.
Should we take a pee break? Does anyone need to pee?
My cat just pooped in the litter box, and it was out here.
Are you sure it wasn't Chad?
Are you sure it wasn't Chad? I was going to say.
I watched her, so.
Okay.
All right. So I guess I have to stop this music for right now.
Thank God.
Don't take too long because I think we have to stop at 11, right?
Oh, shoot. Oh, that's right. Oh, God. Oh,
5 minutes.
I can't hear you. Okay.
5 minutes?
Yeah. I'll rise. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Anyway.
Actually, can you?
What?
Can you press to digitate away Calliope music?
Oh, yeah. I don't think so. I wish.
No. Smell, taste, cleaning.
Yeah. It doesn't say anti-sound. But I wish I should prestidigitate my eardrums.
Well,
and
someone has thaumaturgy, they can just like scream real loud.
That's
and drown
what I
it
want.
Out.
That's definitely what I want.
So should we've got these lovely hotel rooms. Should we take a break from the Calliope music and go look at the airship?
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Although I'm just going to say he checks out the bathroom and everything. He wants to know what the amenities are.
It's nice.
Yeah. Okay, good.
The one in the suite is nicer than the one in your house back home.
Wait. the one in my
no
wait the one in the their suite. Suite is nicer than the one
in your house in my Tivoli.
House
uh-huh.
Then yeah, what's Bethlehem the
walks
one in
right my... past you and closes the door and uses the bathroom.
Number one or number two?
Oh my god,
we'll have to find out next time. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness.
It closes okay. the door. A couple seconds later, you hear... Oh, wrong.
Whoa! Bathwick just broke through the wall to my room!
No, that's the sound of the potpourri being squirted.
Potpourri bomb.
The poopery.
Poopery, yeah. Right. Okay, well then, obviously, what's mine like? Is it worse?
Oh, it's nice.
It's not.
It's not as better. Nice as your one back home.
I paid for a nicer bathroom for you people. I hope you're happy.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy.
Bathwax thrilled.
I'm still in there. Yeah.
I'm never coming back because I know what he's doing in there.
Oh no, there's a whole bookshelf in there, guys. Oh no!
Bathwax doesn't know how to read. What are you talking about?
And a ukulele! No!
Books are dumb.
Books everybody are dumb.
Ukulele's a lot like a harp, though.
So are you all leaving?
I guess, yeah, sure.
Okay. And you leave the rooms and the hotel, and the music slowly fades behind you.
Wait. We haven't completely left the hotel yet. Okay. Rafina does a very surreptitious for Rafina. Search around the lobby to see if she can figure out where the Calliope is.
Okay, give me a perception check.
It's in the sub basement.
Yeah, probably. It's probably under the river.
The person is chained to it. Someone else is pumping the bellows. There's a fire and a furnace.
All right, 16 perception. So yeah, you do not see any visible source of the Calliope music. So you think it's pretty safe to assume that it's being magically played.
Okay.
Somehow.
Another place with magic. Great.
All right, let's get out of here before this infects our brains.
Will's trying to think of a way. Like, I feel like Will would know this, but I am not familiar enough. Like, is there a way for me to set up, like, the door or something so that I can tell whether someone has come back into the room?
You could probably
can
try
I
to
roll for like knowing that information or something.
I feel like that could be within Will's wheelhouse potentially. Yeah? Okay. I guess I don't know.
I'd have to look
his
up
his wheelhouse.
Do you want to? Do you want to think of something, or are you saying you can't? You want Will to know, but you don't know.
I don't know. It would take me a while to think of it.
If you, if Rafina knew that you were hoping for something like that, she would suggest that you just take a hair from your head and put it across the doorknob so that it would be obvious when you came back if somebody disturbed it.
But then someone could steal my DNA from my hair. Just kidding. I don't know.
What DNA?
I'd be as paranoid as possible.
Yeah, you could like you could close a hair in the door so that way if it's not there, you know it's been opened.
You just sheep-eated me.
Yeah, I think that makes sheep heated? Oh, no, I know this one.
Light dawns on sheep heated.
Yeah, just something. Sure, I put a hair in the
Oh, look,
the
I stole this nanny cam. You want to set it up?
Yes, thank you. I'll do the hair thing, sure. That's probably something that people do.
Okay, got it. All right, and then you leave the hotel behind.
Oh my god, thank god. I don't hear anything. Do that again. I don't hear anything. We're all deaf from being in there for so long.
That hotel was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
Let's go to the Airship Tower.
I just want you guys to know that if we're really talking about fancy hotels, I don't think that's fancy enough because no hotel I know plays music like that unless it's a torture hotel, which I might have invented.
I'm nervous about that, guys. That music is weird that they have to play it all the time. That's yes, weird. Weird.
I wonder if there's a way for us to remove that spell somehow, if we can break whatever the fuck is playing that music so we can relax in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I looked around. I think it is a spell.
When we killed Merrick Crumplemeyer, we, you know, broke the spells that were on Morrow's Inlet.
Hmm. Oh, we got to murder someone. Right. We got to murder whoever's playing that music.
I'm cool. I'm cool with that. Let's do it.
Yeah, but I told you it's musically, it's magically. Magically is the word. Magically induced, I think. I think.
But somebody has to have cast the spell, right? Or like, how does magic work, you guys?
Let's murder a wizard.
Yes.
Just any wizard?
Sure. Well, I don't know.
No,
I think
no.
Will's a wizard.
A lizard.
Wait, I'm not a wizard.
A wizard.
We're not murdering wizards or lizards or anything, then we'd be just as good as the Sooty Gang.
Yeah, we could hire the Sooty Gang to break it. Duh, done.
We're not
all right.
Going to hire
Sooty
them.
Gang will like pretend no. to yell, "Hello, Sooty Gang, come to me. I will pay you to break things."
Maybe we should ask somebody about the music. Maybe somebody, maybe a we should ask at the university. If we ever go back there, we'll see.
Rafina, like, I feel like you should care about the place that you apparently have an economics degree from, but if you don't care, that's also fine.
I totally care.
Okay.
It's just it's taking us so long to get from, you know, to go one square foot that I'm afraid we're not going to get there in time if we try to turn backwards.
Yeah, we won't.
But we will get back there because we're going to help him out with the university. But I mean, right now we kind of need to rendezvous with the pink hair lady.
With yeah. pink lady. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's midnight. It's already done. We missed the meeting. Sorry, guys.
You know, you know it's not 9 because the Calliope music yeah. was still playing.
That's true.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. We'll have to ask her about it.
All right. So were you heading to the airship tower? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's kind of on the way. So yeah, it's just down the road a little bit. And you all have a general sense of where it is because you were able to spot it from on top of the dam. And you emerge into this large, flat, grassy, square thing. It's not square-shaped. It's an open expanse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically featureless except for right in the center, there is the remains of what you would assume had been an airship tower at some time. But it has, in fact, been severely burned. The top of the platform is gone. You can see there's like debris scattered around the base of the tower. The structure itself is like maybe half intact, sort of reaching up into the sky in the center of this open grassy expanse.
You know, this would have been nice to have so we could have flown somewhere, Sooty Gang.
Oh, but they must... I just wonder if there's a reason. I think there must be a reason.
They broke a lamppost for no reason. It sounds like they do a lot of stuff just to be mean.
But are we sure? Are we sure that there's no reason?
I'm sure there is a reason. A gang has a motivation. They must have a leader somewhere. If this is just a random gang, that either they're being controlled by something or...
Or someone doesn't know how to tell a story.
Like, a gang has a motivation. They have a boss. They have something. Even if they're going to try to say that they don't have a boss, we're a collective. No, they have a boss. And now I'm going to kill them all because they burned the airship down. That really pisses me off.
Is it like a clan?
A clan? Oh, a clan. Jesus. I thought it was because it was a bunch of white owls and you were saying, is it like a clan? And I was like, what?
You definitely heard the K in that clan.
Yeah, I really did. Oh, man. Okay. Remove
no,
that. Gwen's
just thinking clan. She's like, okay, well, I was part of a clan and we had, you know, we had my father who was in charge of it, you know, so was it something like that?
I mean, I guess you could compare some gangs to that kind of setup. A father figure with underlings.
So we need to find the king.
It might be a king. It might be a boss. It might be... Who knows? It could be Ricardo Ulysses, you guys. Who knows?
Oh, he likes to break stuff for fun. I wouldn't be surprised if he was behind it.
He could be doing so. He was with the Ibish on the airship.
You know who else plays bellows-based instruments? Strahd.
Oh, I
bet Strahd
like
is
that.
Playing the calliope.
I don't like hearing that. I really thought we were done with that. So let's pretend that I don't know what a bellows instrument is, which I don't, but I'm assuming that Rafina knows her stuff, and let's pretend she never said that, okay?
You guys said that you were in another place, and that's not here, so how could Barovia and Strahd be here?
But what about our money? The money that we didn't have monkeys on,
yeah.
That money got all bloated heavy.
Yeah.
Mine multiplied.
And yours multiplied, and we don't sleep, and now you don't sleep.
Yeah, that's a little weird, because that I caught your no sleepies, and like Mo didn't catch it. And...
Oh, who's rolling?
Sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt. I was just trying to roll so that I wouldn't interrupt. And
well,
it
you rolled a one. Sorry.
Oh, dang. I was trying to investigate to see if I could find anything. So what do I do to hurt myself as I try to see if I see any gang signs around here?
What, around the tower?
Yeah, I'm looking around.
All right, around. So with that, you're trying to investigate the tower. So you try to go across the field to the tower, and it's just like that scene in Monty Python where the guy, where Lancelot
going.
Is just charging at the gate forever.
Will, you're running in place in the middle of a square. What are you doing?
Alex, didn't you and I do that on, like, you did in the French horn and I did it on the accordion or something?
Are you kidding me? That's incredible.
Boy, those were the days.
Oh, you guys are the coolest. I love it. That's amazing. That's so
cool. We recorded it, didn't we?
You'll have to revive that. But wait, so... Will, are you trying to investigate something? Let me try that.
No, I'm running in the middle of this field for no reason. In place.
You look like you're trying to poorly investigate something.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, what is this? I can't tell what this is made of. Jello? I have no idea how to investigate anything. I'm lost.
Well, yeah, I'm not much better. Oh, I am better.
So, ooh, nice.
So we've got a natural one, and then we have a 15 from Rafina. So you've made your way over to the remains, the ruins of the airship tower, and you begin to investigate for clues. It clearly has been burned. There's no question about that. There have been signs posted warning against people from trying to climb the tower. It's unsafe. The sort of the bottom of the stairs has been roped off. To block access. It's not like something you couldn't just go around, but the effort has been made to try to keep people from climbing up on the tower itself. You don't see any, like, I don't know exactly what you're looking for. You know, there's no...
Well, I would have said to her, I was looking for, like, signs of the gang or, like some kind of any...
Something interesting.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Related to like why or like who or what or where or
feathers.
When.
Feathers, yeah.
Or feathers.
Feather prints.
Yeah. We're dusting for feather prints. With a feather duster. Damn it! We erased it all. We erased it. Erased all the feather erased prints. It. We erased it all.
So yeah, you don't find any feather prints or feathers scattered around. But with a 15, Rafina, you do see that sort of in the base of one of the towers, that where it's less burned, there is something smudged into the wood, looks like intentional with soot from something that had been burned, and it is the silhouette of a bird in flight.
Ooh.
And you catch sight of this marking there. At the base of the tower, and you can relay that to your friends or not, but we're going to find out if you do next time on
Pork
Fried
Dice.
Okay,
we'll tell you then. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Because we'll all forget.
Yeah.
Sooty gang.
Sooty.
Wow.
Sooty.
Soot.
There. Yes.
Well, thank you, Rafina, soot. For looking so that we found it, because otherwise I was like, rrr.
Will, what's that bumbling you're doing?
the field of grass was too scary for you.
Yeah, there's too much nature here. I'm comfortable over here in the cobblestones, but over there, no thank you.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.